USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is condemning the attack on Israel as an act of pure evil.
More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered, not just killed, slaughtered in Israel. Among them, at least 14 American citizens killed.
The conflict began when the Palestinian group Hamas launched bombs on Israel over the weekend. The president affirmed that the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. Florida Governor DeSantis urging for tougher sanctions on Iran. He announced plans to propose legislation in the next session to target Hamas and restrict Iranian businesses in the state.
It's going to expand the prohibition on state investment in Iranian businesses to include the financial, construction, manufacturing, textile, technology, mining, metals, shipping, shipbuilding, and port sectors.
He says the state sanctions will stay in place until both the president and U.S. Congress certify that Iran has stopped supporting international terrorism. Olympic legend Mary Lou Retton fighting for her life in an ICU. That's according to her daughter, who said on her Instagram story that her gold medalist mother is battling pneumonia. She also shared a spot fund page she started for Retton's medical costs. The 55-year-old made history as the first American woman to win the gold in the 1984 Olympics. The fundraiser has a $50,000 goal and has over 100 donors so far. Cookies and Milk is recalling its edible cookie dough due to potential undeclared peanuts. These 6-ounce cups were distributed in retail stores across 9 states, as reported by the FDA. While no illnesses have been reported, the issue was discovered after a distributor's notification. No winner in Powerball, so it rolls over Wednesday night to $1.7 billion. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Republicans are in a rush to select a new leader after the removal of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Tonight they will meet to listen to candidates vying for the position of House Speaker. Currently, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan are the only formal contenders in the race. Negotiations to resolve the actor strike will resume tomorrow. SAG-AFTRA and the studios are set to continue contract discussions on Wednesday, nearing the 90-day mark of the strike. State Senator Brandon Creighton is unveiling a proposal at the Texas State Capitol today, outlining a plan to allocate $500 million for school vouchers. This initiative would enable approximately 57,000 families to opt for private schooling using their tax dollars.
The goal of this legislation is to empower our Texas families and the nearly 6 million students in Texas schools with education freedom.
To qualify, applicants would be subject to a lottery system with an income cap set at 500% of the poverty level, equivalent to $150,000 for a family of four. In honor of the Pumpkin Spice Latte's 20th anniversary, Starbucks is introducing special commemorative merchandise. Teaming up with Kid Super, the chain has released a limited edition varsity jacket featuring the Starbucks logo, along with PSL initials and autumn-themed leaves. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.